Secondary 3, Tex 10. You have nominated your best friend for Student of the Year, an award given for outstanding achievement or contribution to the school. You now address the selection committee in your school to explain why you think she should win the award. This is what you say to them. Last year, my friend Ashley was walking home from dance practice when she was involved in a horrific accident. Her injuries were severe. For a while, doctors weren't sure she was going to make it. Then, when she was out of danger, her parents were told that she might never walk again and that it would be a long time before she could go back to school and lead anything like a normal life. Well, clearly they didn't know Ashley. 4 months later, I proudly pushed her wheelchair up the ramp and into school. On her first day back, she immediately got right back into school life, singing in the choir, helping the younger students, and encouraging the school dance troupe from the sidelines. And that was only the start. Dancing is Ashley's greatest love, and there was no way she was going to be content with just watching. Over the next few months, I watched as she struggled to walk and leave the wheelchair behind. If the doctors said exercise for 30 minutes, Ashley would do an hour. No pain, no gain became her favorite motto. I asked her once why she was so determined. She told me, "It's very easy to sit back and feel sorry for yourself, but I'm not prepared to do that. In the end, we just have to make the best of things. There's so much I want to do. In a few months, the dance troupe are performing at the opening of the Asian Youth Festival, and I'm going to be there, and not just to watch." Well, many of you watched Ashley dancing at the festival last week. She did it. Her positive attitude and sheer determination are a lesson to us all. She really deserves to be Student of the Year.